The next patient is Cassandra Martel. First name, K-A-S-H-A-U-N-D-R-A. Last name, Martel, M-A-R-T-E-L. Clinical case of a 25-year-old African-American female. That is a status post liver transplant that was done in July the 5th, 2022. Period. The liver failure was related to alcohol ingestion along with Tylenol. Period. The patient has been placed on Envarsus as the immunosuppressant. And she takes 4 milligrams in the morning and 3 milligrams in the afternoon. The immunosuppression is managed by the liver transplant team. The reason for us to follow her is because she developed acute kidney injury that is most likely associated to the Envarsus, or an antibiotic therapy, and she has been maintaining a serum creatinine that is oscillated between 1.9 and 2.2 milligrams per cent. During the latest determination that was on April the 7th, the serum creatinine was 234. But on March the 23rd of 2023, the creatinine was 1.72. This is associated to the level of potassium. When the potassium is elevated, of course, we're going to have a decrease in the kidney function. And another cofactor is the presence of metabolic acidosis that fosters the hyperkalemia. The patient is reluctant to take the sodium bicarbonate. Period. The administration of Lokelma has been irregular, and the administration of the adequate diet, especially potatoes, has been exaggerated, and the reason for the hyperkalemia. Period. This time the patient understood that she has to control the metabolic acidosis by taking the bicarbonate, and the hyperkalemia by taking the Lokelma and following the diet in order to get a definite improvement in the kidney function. Number two, the patient has hyperkalemia that is treated with the administration of Lokelma on a daily basis. Number three, metabolic acidosis that is associated to the kidney dysfunction. The patient was supposed to take 13 milligrams of bicarbonate 2 times a day. Following number, anemia that is getting better with the improvement of the kidney function. The hemoglobin is around 9, and the hematocrit between 29 and 27%. The patient says that she's going to pay more attention to the medications and the diet, and we're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. We spend 15 minutes reading the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.